And thank you to all who have been praying for me, like through this preparation and leading up to today. There's many that I know about and others that I don't. So thank you so much for your prayers. But with that, good morning. It's good to be with you all this morning. This morning, I got up and I made a warm cup of tea, which I've been doing for the last few weeks. And I looked out the window and I saw a little bunny that's been returning to my backyard almost daily. It makes me very excited to see this cute little bunny. And it doesn't matter how many times I see that bunny, I still get super excited. And that's kind of what I want us to enter into this with today. So that feeling that you get, whether it's a little bunny, a woodchuck, or a deer, when you see an animal and you get excited, or whatever it is that makes you excited, like a beautiful flower or a sunset, I invite us to enter into this message right now with that excitement, because the thing we get to be excited about is that God is with us. Yeah, awesome. So as I was preparing this message, I was returning to some journals that I had written months ahead of when I was invited to share this message. So journaling has been a really big part of my journey with God. It's been a great way for me to devote my time to Him and to learn more about Him and myself and to write my prayers and have prayers answered. So I was remembering, once I was asked to share this message, I was remembering there was a time that I wrote, "Oh God, if it is your will, I'd like to share this message." So that's what I had returned to prep this. So I am so thankful to God that He did will for me to share this message. I don't know if I was expecting to share it with so many of you, but I am glad for that. And yeah, I just am praying that your hearts would be open to this, that we can just know that God is with us today. And before we get into it, I'd just like to pray for all of us. Dear God, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for hearing my prayers, for hearing all of our prayers. I thank you that we can just pray to you whenever and that you're always with us. I thank you, God, that you're with us through good days and through bad days, all the moments of our life, as long as we just open our hearts and our minds to you to accept it. You can give us peace, and you can give us the true joy that only comes from you. God, as I share this message today, I just pray that you would speak through me. Let my words be your words, and let us all open our hearts and minds to just learn more about you. In your name, amen. Awesome. So this journaling that I was doing months ahead was through the book of Ecclesiastes. I was just really enjoying this book and was just getting all these like different invitations from God and different reminders. So that's what we're going to go through today. It's just three different parts of Ecclesiastes, three different passages that really stood out to me and that I view as these invitations. But before we get into reading this word, just some background. Ecclesiastes is in the Old Testament, which means Jesus wasn't on earth yet, but we have this word from God that is believed to be like a written transcript of a pastor that was sharing these teachings. So the author of Ecclesiastes is anonymous. We don't know who that is, but they were listening to a preacher who was sharing all these awesome teachings, and they're writing them down, and that's how we have the word of Ecclesiastes. And it's important to note that this pastor was in a pursuit of wisdom. He wanted to have all the wisdom that he could on the earth because he thought that'd be the best thing to have. And as you read through Ecclesiastes, you learn that not only was he able to get all of that wisdom because God is the only one who has all the wisdom, but this preacher was realizing that it's not worth it to even try to pursue all of that wisdom. And in fact, he calls this pursuit of wisdom vanity or vapor, which means you can't grasp onto it. It's like smoke or breath or air. And as much as you want to grasp hold of that wisdom, you truly can't. And this is a reminder for us that as we go through life and whatever we're trying to pursue, our life is eventually going to pass on, and there's nothing that we can actually grasp hold of except for knowing that God is with us. So that's what brings me to this first invitation that we have today, which is taking pleasure in toil. So we're going to look at Ecclesiastes 2, 18 through 24, about taking pleasure in toil. So I'll read that for us now. I hated all my toil in which I toil under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to the man who will come after me, and who knows whether he will be wise or fool. Yet he will be master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. So I turned about and gave my heart up to despair over all the toil of my labors under the sun, because sometimes a person who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave everything to be enjoyed by someone who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. What has a man from all the toil and striving of heart with which he toils beneath the sun? For all his days are full of sorrow, and his work is a vexation. Even in the night, his heart does not rest. This also is vanity. There is nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find an enjoyment in his toil. This also, I saw, is from the hand of God. Thank you, God, for your word. So at the beginning of this passage, verse 18, I hated all my toil in which I toil under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to the man who will come after me. This preacher is reminding us again that whatever we're striving after and whatever we're just really trying to grasp onto, there's going to be a lot that in our life we won't be able to do. And when we die, it's going to be passed on to someone else who's going to try to reach after those things too. And maybe not in the same way that we are. So these are different things for all of us. But whatever it is, it's like you're going to have those struggles. You're going to have those challenges. And why should we just stay in that struggle and that challenge all the time? Because it's just vapor. It's vanity. And instead, God is giving us this invitation to eat and drink and find enjoyment. So he's saying he knows that we're going to have these struggles and these challenges, but in them, we can take pleasure in it, and we can have these good things too. So for me, like in my own words, take pleasure in the toil means find good in the struggle, because we're going to struggle, but you can find good in it if you have God. And when I was going through my journals, one piece that really stood out to me is something I want to share with you. So I'm just going to read it. You get a little view into my journals. I wrote, "Something that I think is profound about this is that God recognizes that we will have toil. We will have struggles, doubt, tough relationships, dark days, whatever it may be. But he isn't saying just forget about all of that and just choose to be happy instead. He is saying, I know it's hard. I know you want to give up. I know that it's just so challenging, but you can find pleasure in it because you are alive. I gave you this life. I love you, and I'm with you." So when I reread that, I was like, yeah, I got to share that. Like, that was not me writing. That was God helping me. So I'm just so grateful for that, that invitation that we have to find pleasure in these struggles. And one way that I accept this invitation recently is trying to slow down during work. So I work at SUNY Potsdam in the alumni office. I'm very grateful to have that job, but I'm in the office every day. And by bringing a book to read or choosing to go on walks in between projects or even calling a friend in the middle of the day, I can just kind of like be present, take pleasure, and throughout this toil that is my work day, because it is challenging and can bring about stressful emotions sometimes, I can just find little things that God has given me as a gift and take pleasure in those. Yeah. So that's our first invitation, is to take pleasure in the toil. The next one that I would like to go to is to live in joy. So to live in joy, we're going to look at Ecclesiastes 8, 14 through 17. And it says, "There is a vanity that takes place on earth, that there are righteous people to whom it happens according to the deeds of the wicked, and there are wicked people to whom it happens according to the deeds of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. And I commend joy, for man has nothing better under the sun but to eat and drink and be joyful, for this will go with him in his toil through the days of his life that God has given him under the sun. When I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done on earth, how neither day nor night do one's eyes sleep, then I saw all the work of God that man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. However much man may toil in seeking, he will not find out. Even though a wise man claims to know, he cannot find out. This passage stood out to me because verse 18 is similar to like the other invitation we had, because it, in similar words, it says to eat and drink and be joyful. And it's really awesome that this is like an invitation that's repeated throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, to eat and drink and be merry, or to be joyful. And I just like, that's so awesome. I just think knowing that that's our invitation from God, it can change the way that we're living as Christians. It can take away some of that guilt that we might have for not always living in the rhythms that God invites us to, or just other parts of life that stress us out when we're separated, when we've separated part of our lives from God. And we don't have to have that guilt of just trying to enjoy God's creation. Instead, we can just like soak it all in and live in this true joy that he can give us. And it's not just the joy of just being happy. It's like the true joy of knowing that God is with us. And as Christians, when we have accepted God and Jesus, our Savior, into our lives, like we have like a true joy that is like, can't even be put into words, that we can just live in and know that we have it like throughout these challenges. So one way that I accepted my invitation through this is again through journaling. Sometimes I just am journaling because I've just read God's word and I want to pray about it and see what he's revealing to me. But other times it's like I'm just going through life and it's just hitting me hard. And all I'm thinking about is just the different worries I have and the challenges. But when I stop and I just write them down and I see what they are and then I write more about them or pray about them, that helps me to just stop and be content in that moment and just live in that joy. And that is another invitation from God and just a gift. Sometimes these worries that I'm journaling about are like about my future and what I'm going to do next and how I'm going to continue to serve God and live in this purpose that he's given me, or find out what that purpose is. Other times it's like, I don't want to do this homework assignment, but I have to. It's due tonight. And it's just like little worries like that that don't seem like they actually add up to much, but they are still things that we can bring to God and live in joy with, which is just so awesome. Yeah. So that's two invitations that we've had so far, to take pleasure in toil and to live in joy. And the final invitation that I'd like to share is for us to see the sun. This is from Ecclesiastes 7-8. Light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to see the sun. So if a person lives many years, let him rejoice in them all. But let him remember that the days of darkness will be many, and all that comes is vanity. I first read the first part of this verse, I was like, oh, this would be great to write in birthday cards. Like, see the sun. If a person lives many years, like, rejoice in them all. So, like, every year you get older, you can see the sun, and happy birthday. But then you look at the rest of that verse, and it's like, I don't know if I'd want to include that in a birthday card. But let him remember that the days of darkness will be many, and all that comes is vanity. And though that might not be something we want to celebrate on a birthday, it's true, and God knows it's true, and he invites us to live our lives anyways, knowing that we're going to have those really awesome good days where we're literally seeing the sun and enjoying the gifts that he's given us. But there's going to be other days when the sun physically might be out, but we can't see it. We're having a dark day. We're having a struggle. And he knows that we're going to have those moments, but he invites us to live anyways. And that's a beautiful invitation, because he's not just inviting us to live and just saying, like, good luck. He's with us through those bad days, through those dark days. And with God, we can see the sun. Yeah, praise God. So I'm just so glad that he knows. And when I was, again, reading this and journaling a few months ago, there was another message that I wrote, a journal I wrote, that I want to share with you all. I said, I think this message should be shared because you never know what the people around you are going through. And then I went on to say that some people's dark days are just worse than others or last longer. But God is with all who open their hearts to them the same. God invites all of us to see the sun. And at the time that I wrote that, I was overall feeling pretty good. Like, things were going well. I was just, like, living with the gifts that God gave me. I was being content. I was taking pleasure in the toil, and I was living in joy, and I was seeing the sun. I was just accepting those invitations, and sure, I had struggles, because we all do, because we're human. But they were, like, those things that I could work through, and overall, I felt good. But then, when I went back and was rereading this again in preparation for this message today, the message that this journal entries that I wrote myself and the message that God had given to me really helped me. And I'm just so grateful to God for that. Because at the time I wrote this, I was like, oh, people will have dark days. They'll have challenges. But God will help them. But when I was reading this, I'm like, I'm the one having a dark day. I'm the one having a challenge. And I need God's help. And how am I going to share this with others? But I praise God. He's so good. That just going into that dark days, admitting where I was, seeing where I was in the darkness, it's like the light becomes even brighter after. And I'm just like, I can't explain it. So I want to just actually share with you all a little bit of what I was going through and I'm still working through. So this was why what I was reading was like, wow, this is great for me to hear. Because I was, not consciously, I guess, I was trying to just be happy all the time, just outwardly happy to whoever I was seeing and meeting with. And anyone who saw me would look at me and be like, oh yeah, she's happy. Things are feeling good for her. Like, you know, whatever it is. But I was trying to do that just myself. And anything I try to do just myself without God does not work out. And that's even just trying to be happy, because it wasn't true happiness. And the problem was, I'm human, so I was feeling things that weren't happy feelings. I was feeling stressed out or frustrated. I was feeling sad, overwhelmed, things that we all feel, but I just pushed them aside, and I was just trying to be happy and live that out. That already was not good for me, and it wasn't good for my relationship with God, and it's not nice to God. And that's dark. That's a dark day. But then me trying to be happy turned into those other things, those other feelings leaking out in really destructive ways. And then they were hurting someone that I care about. And that's really dark. That's not a bright, sunny day. It hurts to know that you're not doing what you want to do and then are hurting someone else that you care about. But I was doing it alone. And now that I can live with my feelings with God, it's so much better. And it is a process, and it's something I'm still working through. But God is so good. He's helping me through that. And I've learned so much. I've learned that it's okay to ask for help. It's good to ask for help from others that care about you. And it's good to listen to the help that they give. And it's okay to have feelings. We all do. It's okay if not all those feelings are happy, because they don't have to be destructive. They don't have to turn into deep anger. They can lead to constructive, helpful conversations, lead to new ideas and new growth as a person. They can be constructive instead of destructive. I was reminded that I'm made in the image of God, and I am super complex, but it is wonderful, because God is an artist and he's my creator and he made me to be the way that I am. And it's okay if I don't figure out all those feelings, but he's giving them to me and they're opportunities to connect with him in like a more intimate way. God doesn't expect me to just be happy all the time. And one of the best things is that the dark days don't last. So when we have that toil, that struggle, when we feel like we can't live in joy or we can't see the sun, with God, we have the promise that it's not going to last. And this is God's invitation to me, and recently I've lived it out and I'm still working through it with God. But it's an invitation to you as well. It's an invitation to all of us. And I'm grateful to be sharing this with you all and hope that you can open your heart to God to accept these invitations in whatever unique way he's inviting you to. But I also hope that we can help each other to accept these invitations, because we are a body of Christ, and I really experience how amazing it is to have help from others. And it's not just me and God, it's God through others helping me, which is just amazing. Yeah. So just concluding this, like summarizing it, we know we're going to have struggles. We already have. That's what we get as humans. But God knows that too. And he knows that as we struggle, we can be with him. He can help us. And one day, our lives will end. That means that the struggles will end too, which is wonderful. But as a Christian standing here, it's really hard to not talk about Jesus, because Jesus wasn't in Ecclesiastes, because like I said, he's in the Old Testament. But like when we think about how our struggles will end one day, or how we go through life with these struggles, we gotta talk about Jesus, just to mention his name, because it's that powerful. Like as we just live as Christians, when we accept Jesus as our Savior in our lives, all those struggles that we have and the mistakes that we've made, or the anger that we've shared with people that we love that were just the dark days, those are all forgiven. And it's just amazing to know that when we struggle and when we toil, we can take pleasure in that because of Jesus. And we can live in joy because of Jesus. And we can see the sun because of Jesus. And I'm just so in love with Jesus. Thank you. Yeah. And I just want to remind you all one last time that when you have dark days, because they will come, or if you're in a dark day now, it's not going to last. And I hope that you take what I've shared to heart, and just know that you're not alone in it. And that's truly just what I wanted to share today. But because I got to kind of put this together with God through journaling, I also just wanted to share a little bit about how awesome journaling has been. Like I mentioned, journaling has just been such a big part of my journey with God. And I know some of you journal, and that's really awesome, and I'm glad you do. And if you don't, or you never have tried to, I just want to share that invitation with you today, because it's not, I don't always sit down and journal and then walk away feeling, oh wow, like God, you're right there, it's so awesome. But like, there are times that I write awesome things and I go back to them and I see my prayers are answered, or I read what I need to hear in my time of dark days, which is how I made this message today. So I just wanted to encourage you all to try journaling. So I wrote a prompt that you can maybe try for after this service or as we go into our next worship song. So as I share this prompt, I'd like to invite the musicians to come up. And this prompt today is just, what is God revealing to you or saying to you today through these verses and this message? And this question, as you can tell, doesn't like specifically apply to like what I shared. It's a question that you can write down and return to other times when you're just reading the Bible on your own, or when you're listening to a message, just any time. So if you want to try journaling, this is a really great way to start. So I'm just going to give us a moment. If you want to start journaling now, please feel welcome to. Or if you want to try journaling later on today or another time, you can take a picture of this. I like what the AV team did with the notepad. That looks great. or just write it down on scrap paper or type it in your phone and return to that prompt. I praise God that He connects with us in unique ways and helps us to take pleasure in our unique toils and to live in joy in our lives and to see the sun. So I just want to thank God with us right now through prayer. God, I thank you for all who are here. Thank you for these words that you've given us through your word and the lessons that are true just thousands of years later. And I thank you that now we have Jesus. I thank you that you are with us now, and that as we journal or worship or however we connect with you, you are truly with us, God. So I pray that we continue to open our hearts and our minds to you at this time. In your name, amen. So.